Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from IntensiveCareHotline.com, where we instantly improve the lives of families of critically ill patients in intensive care, so that you can have peace of mind, real power, real control, and so that you can influence decision making fast, even if you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. This is another episode of Your Questions Answered, and in last week's episode, I answered another question from one of our readers. And the question last week was, can you go home on a ventilator? You can check out the answer to last week's question if you're clicking on the link below this video. In this week's episode of Your Questions Answered, I'm coming back to one of our readers, Ellie, whose mum has been in intensive care for about 3 months now. As Ellie's mum continues to get better, she still has some challenges on her journey to recovery. Therefore, Ellie continues to ask questions, and today Ellie has another question regarding her mother's swallowing after she had her tracheostomy removed. So, my mum has been in ICU for 3 weeks now, and she's on ECMO for ARDS. Will she survive? So this is part 5 today of that series of questions. You can check out previous questions from Ellie regarding her mum in intensive care if you're clicking on the link below this video. You can access question 1 to 4. Ellie has also been featured in our podcast in an interview that you can check out as well if you're clicking on one of the links below this video. Today, Ellie writes, "Hi Patrick, writing for your advice again. My mum finally had the tracheostomy out on Tuesday, which was actually my birthday. She has been eating yogurt 3 times a day and then had a milkshake added. Since the milkshake and the stopping of the antibiotics, with which they have just restarted, she has a new infection on the lungs. The doctor showed me the x-ray taken today compared with the one on the 28th of July, and today's x-rays are all misty. My mother is desperate to eat and drink, and the doctor told me that it could now be weeks, if not months, that she won't be able to eat and drink because they think her swallow is too weak and that the food is going into the lungs. I've told my mum they will relook at it all on Monday. For now, she has to wear the simple oxygen mask with steam 24 hours a day. I asked for the nose specs at night, which she had last night for 4 hours, before she desaturated and they put the mask back on. It's all really upsetting. They have also said she may well go back into the ICU so they can keep a closer eye on her. I know this is for the best, as the nurse is hardly around in her side room and she's still weak in her arms and hands and in the rest of her body. I really don't want her going back into the scary ICU. The doctor has also made me promise I won't feed her yogurt and has said she may end up back on the ventilator or dead if I do. Physio rehab has halted with just a little chest physio. Could it really be aspiration and not the stopping of the antibiotics? It seems to me that if they have stopped the antibiotics, then there is no good bacteria anywhere to return, only bad. I know this is highly simplistic and clutching at straws. I want my mum to eat something. She says she's so weak and feels stronger and much better when she is, and seemed that way to me. Plus, how is her swallowing going to get any stronger if she's not swallowing? I'm also fearful of her returning to intensive care on the ventilator, so I'm praying the infection will clear up over the weekend. Any advice would be appreciated. Ellie." Hi Ellie, that's a nice birthday present for you to finally have your mother's tracheostomy removed. Well done. Congratulations for taking this big step. You and your mother are fighters and you have shown true strength throughout this challenging and difficult time. So give yourself a pat on your back. Overall, you and your mother have come a long way, and it took a long time to get there. And now the last thing you want is for your mother to have the tracheostomy to go back in, go back on the ventilator, and go back to ICU. It would be a setback indeed to go back to intensive care. From what you are describing, Ellie, I am, however, a little worried that they might have taken the tracheostomy out a little too early, even though I know you had to wait what felt like a lifetime for your mother to finally get there. I know that's probably not what you want to hear, and I can only make my assumptions from here without actually having seen your mother. That doesn't mean all is lost. However, if your mother has still difficulty swallowing, I am wondering whether the speech pathologists have done proper swallowing tests prior to tracheostomy removal. It's hard to say whether the new chest infection is coming from query aspiration or from stopping the antibiotics. It can come from either or from both. Overall, I believe stopping antibiotics is the right thing to do, as antibiotics can only ever be a temporary measure and not a permanent one. The question really is whether your mother at any given time has aspirated while eating, and if she coughed and swallowed food into her lungs, then the answer would be yes. However, I'm sure that would have been witnessed. Also, with having the steamy or nebulizing oxygen mask on for 24 hours a day doesn't sound quite right to me. They can either give the nebulizer intermittently, which means every few hours, or what tends to be a much better option are the high-flow nasal procs. I have put a link below this video in the written version of this blog, so you can check out those high-flow nasal procs. They are nasal prongs that deliver humidified and heated oxygen, and patients generally love it. The hospital should have those nasal prongs. They have been around for many years. It also tends to be very effective for patients with lower oxygen levels, and ventilation is often avoided by using them. The constant nebulizing can be very effective as well, however, is more uncomfortable. It's better to constantly nebulize than going back on the ventilator. I really think more chest physio is absolutely necessary for your mother as well, from what you are describing. That should be a no-brainer, really needs to be ongoing, and should be a priority. Chest physio and mobilization in combination with continuing to eat and drink would be a good way forward. However, with eating and drinking, you really do need to be careful if your mother is weak and has no strong cough and has difficulty swallowing. I also hope that your mother is getting out of bed regularly, because eating in bed just increases the risk of aspiration. And you're correct to point out that eating and drinking would get your mother stronger and better. However, the risk of aspiration, which is basically aspirating feeds into the lungs, it needs to be minimized, if not excluded. I would imagine that your mother has either an NG, which is a nasogastric tube, or a PEG tube for feeding. However, this can only be a temporary measure, and your mother definitely needs to start eating again, and the sooner the better. She should have her nutritional needs met in the interim via the feeding tube, and this can only be a temporary and not a long-term solution. I know, Ellie, you probably think this journey is never coming to an end. However, you and your mum have come a very long way, and sometimes setbacks do happen. Keep in mind, your mother has been very sick, and one thing that I learned over the many years in intensive care is that patients recover in their own time, no matter how much we all want to speed up the healing process. Remember, your mother's body has been more or less traumatized through the long ICU stay, so she will need time. However, the biggest challenge at the moment is to keep your mum out of intensive care and not have the tracheostomy go back in. I also wouldn't risk feeding her if she has indeed a weak cough. I hope that helps, Ellie. Stay strong as you have been, and even though your mother still has challenges, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Let me know if you have any other questions. How can you have peace of mind, control, power and influence whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care? You get to that all-important feeling of peace of mind, control, power and influence when you download your free Instant Impact Report now by entering your email below. In your free Instant Impact Report, you learn quickly how to get peace of mind, real power, and real control, and how you can influence decision-making fast whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Your free Instant Impact report gives you in-depth insight that you must know whilst your loved one is critically ill or is even dying in intensive care. Sign up and download your free Instant Impact report by entering your email below. In your free Instant Impact report, you learn how to speak the secret intensive care language so that the doctors and the nurses know straight away that you are an insider and that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. In your free report, you will also discover how to ask the doctors and the nurses the right questions, discover the many competing interests in intensive care, and how your critically ill loved one's treatment may depend on those competing interests. How to eliminate fear, frustration, stress, struggle, and vulnerability even if your loved one is dying. You get 5 killer tips and strategies helping you to get on the right path to peace of mind, control, power, and influence in your situation. You will get real-world examples that you can easily adapt to your and your critically ill loved one's situation. How to stop being intimidated by the intensive care team and how you will be seen as equals. You'll get crucial behind-the-scenes insight so that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care and how you need to manage doctors and nurses in intensive care. And it's not what you think. Thank you for tuning into this week's Your Questions Answered, and I'll see you again in another update next week. Make sure you also check out our blog section for more tips and strategies, or send me an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com with your questions. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, and I'll see you again next week in another update.